You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard on a Wednesday, the morning leading into the Sixers opener. Get excited, everyone. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know what? Every now and then, you have to be shamed into doing the right thing. Mm. Every now and then. I mean, it's okay. Sometimes you need your peers and close friends to, you know, browbeat you into doing the right thing.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And all the other friends that I have that were texting me and calling me names, mean and hurtful names yesterday about the whole bed fiasco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a bed?
Yeah.
You set up?
Yeah, I got one. And I mean, you know. It's a whole story behind that. But, I mean, it's just like, man, you know, it's just, I got a bed. I wasn't cheap.
How about that? Hugh Douglas gets a house and a bed before Joel Embiid plays his first game of the 2024-25 season.
Great tie-in.
All right, so we got a basketball game tonight. The NBA season has begun. This is the start of the special year, right, Joel? And Paul George and Tyrese Maxey and the 76ers. Get your tickets. Look, the news came out yesterday that Joel is going to not just miss tonight, but miss this first week or so of the season. They'll reevaluate him this weekend. And, Hugh, there was a lot of reaction in our show yesterday. Afternoon show had great debates all day about it. I listened to a lot of the morning show today on my way in. They were fired up. And here's where I'm at on this as we get ready for a new Sixers season, but it's the same old Sixers. I'm at the point now where I understand if they feel like this is their only way out of the situation to try to keep him healthy. The part that bothers me and why I don't agree with the Sixers holding him back the first week is they're not being transparent about what's going on. I don't trust them to keep him healthy anyway. And the biggest issue is why. No one answered the why. We're going to hear from Nick Nurse in a couple minutes. No one answered the why of why he's not playing tonight. You know, if they had said, you know, a couple weeks ago, hey, we're at the point now with his career, we think 50, 55 games is all he could play. We're going to have a plan here. We're going to map it out. He's going to play this many here, this many there, with the hope that he's ready for the postseason. Hugh, I may not have loved it, but I would have understood it. And I would have probably said, all right, this is where we're at. The reality is they're being vague about it.
Very vague.
Which they always are. And they're making me believe this is worse than they're letting on. I don't believe the Sixers at all. I remember when the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts, Hugh. There was a lot of debate for 2 weeks in the station about why. What was that all about,
yeah,
right?
Why did you draft the quarterback? You already just got one. Yep. And you got one you just paid, right?
And you know what there was? There was a lot of, look over here, it's this. There's a lot of, hey, don't worry, don't think about what it really might be. It's this. We want a cheap backup quarterback. And Hugh, I went back to usually the simplest answer is the right answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the simplest answer here is not load management. It's not that they're trying to do this plan and not tell us till the day before the season. The simplest answer is there's something wrong and they don't want to tell us. So do I agree with this? How could I agree with the plan that they haven't even told me? I can't agree. If I don't even know what you're doing, how can I don't agree with this because you're telling me he's healthy. You're telling me he's ready to go. And then he's not out there. This is another year where we head into it with the same situation. And I look at it like this. You may say, and I heard Spike yesterday saying, well, you got to keep him healthy for the full year. They tried the other way. They got to try this way. When I think about NBA champions, which is the whole goal here, teams play a lot together. We're already throwing that the towel in that. They're not going to play much together this year. No back-to-backs for Joel or Paul George. And here we go. No Embiid to start the season. And you have to have a high seed. The Boston Celtics, I said this last year when I wanted to trade Embiid and everyone got upset. They're the best team in the league by a lot. And they're off and running, playing it together, dominated last night. They're probably going to win it again. And here we are trying to play catch up whenever the heck Embiid comes back. Hugh, I'm frustrated, as you could hear. It's the same thing all over again. I don't trust the Sixers. I don't trust Embiid. And my gut is telling me he is more hurt than they're saying. And that's why I can't agree with this. If they just said he's hurt, he can't play, I'd have to accept it. But they won't even tell the truth, Hugh.
Yeah, and this is where it gets tough for me. You know, being a former athlete, understanding how it is to be hurt and play and try to put your team in the best position. But on the flip side of that, I'm a fan too, and I get a chance to listen to the fans. And when I assess some of the things that we talk about, I channel my inner fandom. And this is the tough part about it. I look at it like this. A lot of people were torn when Joel Embiid decided to play in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was one of the greatest things you could possibly do. And they ended up winning the Olympics. You know, everybody got their signature shoe and all this other good stuff, which was a great time. Now fast forward to the season. A lot of people were upset because they felt like this was probably going to happen. And so much so that we even talked about it. We talked about how if he plays in the Olympics after he's had his surgery, then he better be ready for the regular season. So the regular season is here. We have three games here in Philadelphia. And we have an Olympic champion that's on our squad that's not going to hit the court. I think about the people that have children. And it's a beautiful thing to see when they bring their kids to the game and they're wearing the Joel Embiid jersey and everything like that. And how disappointed. You know, family, men, the grown men and the women, they understand that. But it's the kids like, well, Dad, why ain't he playing?
Is he hurt? Well, no, I guess not.
Yeah. And the fact that this has been a pattern for Joel Embiid his whole career here, it feels like. That's the frustrating thing about it. I understand as a former athlete how it could be challenging, and you're looking at the bigger picture. We're playing chess, not checkers. But I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, man. And you know, sometimes when you think about what's being said, and then when math is actually put to it, then you're like, well, damn. I was thinking, 82 games in a regular NBA season, correct?
Yep.
So we're talking about a load management situation for Joel where he's going to probably play half the games. Paul George is already hurt. He's probably going to be in the same situation. So you're telling me, and we're saying that we're saving him for the playoffs. Continuity is a thing.
It is a huge thing.
Continuity is a thing. So when they start mathing that math.
The math.
And I'm thinking like, well, damn, he's going to miss probably half the games of the season. And he's going to miss the first three at the beginning of the season when people are, you know, excited about the season starting, and you don't have your big two guys out there. Now, I understand Paul George being hurt. That's something totally different.
Yeah, he hypercentered it.
Yeah, you know.
We're not mad about that because we can get it. We saw it. They explained it. He went on his podcast and said, I'll be back soon. All right, we hope that's fine. This one, it's just so vague.
It's shady.
Yes.
That's the best way that I can describe it. It's shady in the sense that we didn't see it coming. We didn't, and on top of that, we have history with this, Joe. They were real shady about his diagnosis when he had the surgery.
Yep.
And the time that he would be back. So it's one of those things where it doesn't feel right. It just feels like more of the same. And this is the coup de grace for all of this. The coup de grace is that you just gave Buddy an extension, 3-year extension to keep him here, and he's not even playing. That's a tough pill to swallow.
It is. He can't
post. Pill to swallow.
He can't post for the first game. 215-592-9494. Do you agree with the Sixers' decision to sit Joel Embiid out to start the season? I think the messaging is a disgrace. The reality of what's going on here is sobering because there's a lot of Joel Embiid people out there living La La Land. Like, Joel Embiid La La Land is an interesting place. I've never been there, but I know a lot of you live there. We got to wake up. I mean, like, this is crazy. He can't post for the first game of the season, which means he's hurt. Or they're lying. I mean, either way, it's annoying to me. Let's hear Nick Nurse yesterday as he's now fulfilling the Brett Brown, Doc Rivers role of spokesperson, and he's not enjoying himself. I could hear it in his voice. Nurse asked, is Joel Embiid injured? Here's how he answered that.
For clarification, is he injured, or is this more a long-term preventative thing with Joel?
This is getting him to where he needs to be to get him on the court.
You know, when you're asked the question, is a player injured, and you don't answer with a no or a yes, Hugh, you're dancing, you're tap dancing there.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of tap dancing.
Yeah, we all tap dance once in a while. Nick Nurse did some tap dancing yesterday. All right, how about this one? Because I think these are fair questions. Okay, so we know he was healthy, right? Healthy enough to play in the Olympics. He had when was his surgery? Was it last January, last February? Right around there, right?
Yeah.
And he came back for the playoffs. Think about this for a second, everyone. He has played two of the most competitive types of basketball since his surgery. He ramped back up for the playoffs, and he gave what he could. Obviously, you know, wasn't enough. They couldn't win, but he gave a lot. And then he ramped up for the Olympics. And now, apparently, he's not ready for this. It doesn't make any sense. So, did he have a setback? Did something happen? Here's Nick Nurse on that.
About ramp up, but was there, like, any setback that he had with the Olympics? Because he was able to come back, and now, all of a sudden, he's, you know, ramping up.
There's been no setbacks. No, we've... Again, he's really active. He's lost some weight. He's out on the court, etc. Just kind of sticking with our plan of making sure we're getting him in a really, really good place before we get him playing live.
Is there a concern with, I mean, the Eastern Conference is stacked. You know, you have guys right now, Joel already said he doesn't want to play in back-to-back. That's missing 15 games. You're taking it lightly with PG as well. Is there any concern that, you know, you guys aren't going to have enough continuity by the time the postseason comes around, or you may not be in the seed that you would prefer heading into the playoffs?
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, not, look away. Not quite yet. They should be concerned about it. The Eastern Conference is good, and the Sixers are going to give themselves a difficult path doing it this way by being the 4 or 5 seed or whatever they're going to be with these guys not playing. Yeah, one more from Nick Nurse here, as he is probably as exasperated as the rest of us trying to figure out how to coach this basketball team.
Nick, I think to that point, when people hear you guys have a plan, they think of those things like not playing back-to-backs, resting him in the middle of the season. But without any kind of setback, and we're saying he's on schedule throughout the preseason, how do we square that he's not ready to just play games? We're just trying to figure out. Because it's not like the regular season opener snuck up on you guys.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to you. Right? He's in practice. He's looking good. He's progressing. He's not quite ready yet. He'll be ready pretty soon. I don't know what else to say.
And there it is. We've reached the stage of Nick Nurse's coaching career with the Sixers where he throws his hands up and says, I don't know what to tell you. He's living the life that Doc lived and Brett Brown lived. I don't know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Well, it sounds to me like when you listen to it like that, there's somebody else in this situation calling the shots.
Mm-hmm. Not
and
him.
He's just relaying the message. It's an unfortunate position to be in. But all I can think of is they gave him a ton of bread. They've made him the guy that has the big piece of chicken. And there's nothing you can do about that, Joe.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. Because that's what it sounds like. He was as transparent as you could possibly be in a situation like this. He doesn't have the answers. For all that he knows is that it feels like Joel Embiid is ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's saying to Joel Embiid, or Joel Embiid is saying, oh, I'm not going. I don't feel like going. So he's taking his time he's taking these three games, and he's doing what he feels is best for Joel Embiid.
Well, three games for now. They're going to reevaluate this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
usually
it might be more.
Yeah, well, I will. And with the Sixers, you could bet on the over when it comes to games missed. 215-592-9494. Do you agree with the Sixers' decision to hold Joel Embiid out to start the season? No. I mean, I don't, because they won't even tell me what this is about. How could I agree with something I don't even understand? They're either being not transparent or they're flat-out lying. And by the way, when he said this is all part of the plan, the Sixers should be ashamed of themselves. People spent a lot of money for opening night tickets with the assumption or the hope Joel Embiid would play. They knew probably 2 weeks ago he wasn't playing in this game, and they didn't say it till yesterday. Shame on the Sixers. Kyle, where do you come down on this as Groundhog Day arrives in October this year?
I'm in agreement with everything pretty much that you guys just said. It would be so much easier for me to get behind this if I knew what the hell was going on, if they weren't being so vague about it, if they told me what the actual plan was. They can say this is part of the plan all they want. What is the plan? I was okay with the whole he's not going to play back-to-backs. I mean, it's a little bit like, you know, okay, dude. But now we're at this point where we're doing load management for the first three games of the season, the first week of the season. None of it makes any sense.
And Doc Rivers in town.
Beside the point is that Nick Nurse either won't or can't explain to me what the hell is going on. Nobody can. Like, none of the messaging that they've been given makes any sense. Is he injured? Is he just ramping up? And if he is ramping up, why is he not ready at this point of the season? They just went through an entire training camp. The whole thing is just so unbelievably aggravating. And I've been trying so hard to get excited for this Sixer season that maybe things will be new and different, that they've actually added a piece in Paul George to get them over the hump. But now it just feels like it's more of the same old crap. And it's just so, so bothersome.
It is. It really is. 215-592-9494. Are you okay with this? As the Sixers hold Joel Embiid out for the opener tonight. And I think Kyle hit it. If it was just load management. Hugh, if the plan is 55 games, let's just use that as a number. Don't you think if he was fine, he would just play tonight? Like, you'd give the home fans the home opener, right? And then you'd map out the 54 more games over the next 81. The fact that he can't get out there tonight is it really hits you in the guts. Like, why? The why of this is the troublesome part. And the Sixers expect us to trust them. They're the least trustworthy team in the city in terms of what they say. Trust the Sixers? No way. They don't know what they're doing.
The more I think about this, I think. I don't know Joel Embiid from a can of paint, but it feels like this is more his decision more so than anything else because he has all the power in this situation. They just gave him a ton of money. They gave him an extension. And it feels to me like basically he's saying, I don't want to play. I need a few more days, and we're going to evaluate it as we go. Because all indicators say when you hear Coach Nurse talk is that he looks good in practice. He looks strong. He's lost a lot of weight.
Yep.
So what is keeping him off the court? Joel Embiid is keeping himself off the court, in my opinion. From what it sounds like, reading the tea leaves and reading in between the lines, that's what it sounds like to me. It's like this is a decision that he's made, and he's not comfortable with where he is in his rehab or the way that his body feels right now. That's why he's not going out there.
If I can make a prediction, we fast forward to late April, and the Sixers are the 5 or 6 seed and go out in the first round. And there definitely will be a quote from one of them, probably Joel, saying, well, we really didn't get to play much together this year. Next year, we'll have continuity. And I will roll my eyes the way we do every year. Derek is up on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Oh, this is a travesty, bro.
What is? Well, everything? The Sixers? Joel?
This is my whole thing with it. And, you know, I'm usually like for the players at all times because I think injuries are part of the game and nobody wants to be injured. But with Embiid, I feel like the way last season ended, the Sixers should not have let him play in the Olympics. He was gaining nothing. A gold medal does not solidify your career, right? And if you're going to go to the Olympics and give all you got, you got to be ready for the season, bro. You got to be ready for the season. Like, if he went over there and played like a Jason Tatum role, I would feel a little bit different. But he went over there and he gave it his all. And then now, like you guys keep saying, it's like it's the same old story. We had Paul George, he hurt. We got Embiid, he hurt. Like you said, opening night, that's the biggest night of the year. You know what I'm saying? After last year ended, he should be excited to play. Now, if he can't play, he can't play. But if he didn't play in the Olympics, he would be able to play, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I think that when they say ramp up, that's why I question it, Derek. Yeah. Like, wait a second. Wasn't he ramped up for the Olympics, and now we're not ramped up for the real the games that matter to people in Philadelphia?
Remember last year when he got hurt? Like, last year he missed all those games. Like, I was one person saying, like, man, just shut him down till next year. You know what I'm saying? Because he literally just came back to get re-injured, and we lost in the first round, right? Mm-hmm. So I was more thinking, just shut him down. You know, go get a big free agent. Go have at least 4 or 5, 6 months off. Get his knee ramped up and all that, ready to go. But no, they brought him back, and the Knicks did us dirty. And then he went over to the Olympics and played his behind off. And then it's like now we right back at square one.
That, I think that's the best way to sum it up, Derek. We're at square one. We're starting, and Derek, we appreciate the phone call. And this was supposed to be a season that they competed for a title. That's the whole reason they signed Paul George.
That's why we were excited. And that's the thing. I think that's why Sixers fans are upset. If Joel Embiid, if this was a situation where he's hurt and there wasn't a pattern, I think that people would understand.
Sure.
But it's a pattern. There's a pattern there. And I know that there are people that are going to call in and say, well, you know, he played his ass off in the playoffs. Not arguing that. Not arguing that at all, because he did. And with everything that he had going on. But I think the thing that gets people's goat is the fact that the Sixers decided to re-sign him. He decided to play in the Olympics. And for whatever reason, he's not playing tonight.
And I know it's just one game. There is something symbolic about the first game of the season.
Yeah.
And we can't pretend. It's like that in every sport. Opening day, you know, the first game of a season, opening. There's something to it. And if you're not ready to go, it's not a good sign. And if it really just is, okay, he's a week behind, why not say that 2 weeks ago? We would have wrapped our mind around it, right? Like, there would be no frustration today leading into their first game, the home opener. You know, I guess I'll take that back. There would have been some. But not a lot. Like, people would have went through the emotions already. Instead, they drop it on us yesterday, which is just embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing for the franchise, embarrassing for everyone over there that they throw this on everyone the day before. Imagine if you spent, I don't know, $350 on two seats or more to go to the first game because you want to see Embiid and George against Doc Rivers, first game with the new trio. And then, you know, Paul George gets hurt. He's like, oh, that stinks. But what are you going to do?
It's a moment. It's a moment, man.
But then they pull the Embiid rug out yesterday, and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I bought tickets for this?
I tell you what, man, to what you're talking about, had a chance to take Harper to a preseason game last year. I think it was against the Hawks. And it was funny because, number one, he was rooting for the wrong squad. And number two, Tyrese Maxey was on the verge of becoming a star.
Yeah.
And that was why I wanted him to see him so that he could become a Tyrese Maxey fan. Tyrese was out there. Granted, it was a preseason game, but the premise is still the same. The fact that you're in a moment with your kids, because the one thing that I see, especially at Sixers games, is the family moments. You see a lot of those family moments. People sitting on the front row with their kids and all the Joel Embiid jerseys and everything like that.
Yep.
It's one of those things that it means something to the people that pay tickets to see those games. And it's just unfortunate, man, that we're not going to see our star, not at all, for not the first three games of the season. Not going to see him at all.
Yeah, and the reality is it's because his knee's not ready. I mean, whatever that means, whether he's re-injured or it's just not strong enough, which is a whole different ball of wax as we go through his 30s here, where he's just going to be a diminished player. And you throw in the fact that the organization can't be up front. Say we have a plan. Like, I feel like today and the start of the season without him, like, if you've been hiding under, you know, the covers and putting your head under the covers, you got to wake up. I mean, this is supposed to be the best chance to win a title. And they open the season just pouring cold water over all of us. 215-592-9494. Joel Embiid not playing for the first few games to start the season. Your reaction to that? Do you agree with the decision? Your call's next. Plus, we have a fun Hughes Clues today for a great prize. And a former player, NBA player, a champion. Great player. Not loving this plan the Sixers have come up with here for Joel Embiid. You'll hear that next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app